She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Is on fire because Kamala's on fire. Welcome back, Wisconsin. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network special live coverage from downtown Chicago here at the United Center for the 2024 DNC. And if I'm on fire, I think this guy's an inferno. I'm joined by former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh. Thank you so much. You've been on the show before. It's such a treat to meet you in person. Thanks,
Maggie,
for making time, Joe.
It's great to be with you. I mean it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. So much to talk about. I think close to 30,000 people, and if you throw in the folks at Fiserv last night, had like a collective spiritual experience. I know you were watching. What was a highlight for you last night? And do a little compare contrast between the ridiculousness of the RNC, complete with Kid Rock, Hulk Hogan, Dana White, and the Goof Troop, and what we witnessed yesterday.
Well, so you know my history. I'm not a Democrat.
Yes.
I went to bed last night after watching last night, and I thought to myself, I agree with everything Barack Obama is saying, and damn near everything Michelle Obama said.
Yes.
8, 9, 10, 12 years ago, I am like ripping the tar off of Obama. I'm going after Obama every day. I'm like this with Barack Obama. And last night, I'm agreeing with everything he said. It shows how much our politics has changed. It shows how much my former party has changed. I was just blown away by that.
I didn't even think of this question until you said what you just did, Joe. Because I think we talk a lot about the takeover of the GOP. It's not the grand old party anymore. It's not Republicanism. It's not the party of Ronald Reagan. It is not a conservative movement. It's a stinking cult led by a man that has serious mental faculty issues.
Yes.
But we don't talk a lot about how the Democratic Party has evolved, how it has changed. And I think your statement just moments ago, Joe, points to the fact that the Democratic Party has changed. From your seat as a former Republican congressman, what changes have you seen in the Democratic Party in the face of what is, I think, a threat to decency, a threat to common sense, and a threat to democracy?
That's a great question, Maggie. And look, I've changed a lot. I've woken up, and I'm not the political jerk. I don't know what I can say on the radio
anymore.
You can
say jerk.
Oh, I want to say so much more than that. I was way worse than a jerk. So I've grown. But the Democratic Party, in my mind, for years has had a problem. They've become an elitist party, like the wealthy suburbanites, the wine drinking, and they've lost connections with like the regular Joe out there, the blue collar working class, white, black, and brown folk. Obama last night spoke to those folk and talked about hard work and sticking together and looking after each other. He spoke to regular people. Tim Walz represents that.
Yes.
So as a non-Democrat, Mag, I was thinking, oh my God, the Democrats have learned now. They're going to go grab those regular folk back. It's a great thing.
I agree with you. I'll be very, very candid in a way that I don't think I've actually ever said this on the radio. So I think by many accounts, people might have considered me an elite, right? I went to law school, these kinds of, right? I'm an economist, et cetera, et cetera. I lived in an urban center, always did, worked for a fancy law firm.
You drink Chardonnay, probably.
I'm more of a Sauvignon Blanc, but again, this is
elite,
sort of reaffirmed. But here's what I knew about the Democratic Party of 20 years ago. I was very unlikely to nearly certain to never be hired by anyone within the Democratic Party because I candidly didn't go to an Ivy League school.
Yeah.
It was that sort of insulated.
Yeah.
Those things have fallen away. I am not seeing that. I think the party has intentionally or unintentionally, and I don't care whether it was by necessity or by natural organic progression, but when I look at people within the Democratic Party and trying to build some of that next generation of leadership, I don't see those same doors closed. I see sort of all of them blown off and a very explicit engagement and desire to make sure that everyone knows that they have a place in this party.
Look, Obama's wised up and grown. Do you remember when Obama first ran for president? He's campaigning in Iowa in 08. He went to some Iowa grocery store and they didn't have like arugula lettuce and he was like, he was all upset about
Where's
that.
Where's the arugula?
Where's the arugula? But, and Barack Obama's a brilliant guy and a great guy. But there's been a problem in that the Democratic Party has focused on important issues, social issues, LGBTQ issues, all good important issues, but they've lost touch with like bread and butter issues, the price of gas, boom, boom, the stuff that regular people care about.
But they're back. Yes.
Maggie, I heard that last night.
Yes,
I heard that
from
Michelle Obama. I heard that from Barack Obama. You're going to hear that from Tim Walz tonight.
Yes.
A very good
pick. A school teacher and a coach as your VP candidate. It's like, yes, thank you. This makes sense.
Because if they didn't do that, as bad as Trump and my former party are, they were grabbing these people.
Yes.
Trump's been successful grabbing voters without a college education.
And well, if you don't speak to people, right, if you don't make people feel like they're heard and seen and part of the movement, they'll find a different place. I think the page turn to Kamala Harris, like the next generation of leadership, the evolution of both Michelle and Barack Obama, the manner of speaking last night, the use of humor, the use of normalcy.
Doug Emhoff.
Yes, talking like normal people do.
Like the freaking way you and I talk.
Yes.
I left her my cell phone number. God, I hope she's
sounded like a moron.
But a regular guy.
100%.
Trying to have a date with a regular girl. That's the kind of stuff that Democrats need.
The moment that started to choke me up was when Michelle introduced Barack Obama and they shared this hug as a couple and gave each other a kiss. I was like, oh my goodness. Yeah. That's the way that like it looks when normal people are doing those things. I mean, Obama's arugula of 15 years ago is J.D. Vance's Where's the Swiss Cheese of today. I mean, come on, brother. It is the inverse, right? We now have a billionaire, right? And a guy that was handpicked by a billionaire who went to Yale Law School. That's where we're at. Back in Wisconsin in our Senate races, you got billionaire number one, Rojo, talking about how hard it is to be a billionaire. And wannabe billionaire number two, Eric Hovde. What are we going to do? Have just the elites running Wisconsin politics?
But, Mag, Trump wins if the election's tomorrow. So we all, this beautiful coalition now that I'm part of, we got to work our tails off these final 77 days to keep Trump out of the White House.
Yeah, no more elites.
No more elites. Regular people. Beer. Shot of tequila. Baby.
I love it. We're going to be partying here. I got Joe Walsh with me, former congressman. Can you stick around for another hit or you got to go?
Oh, my God.
I know the burden. One more, yes. We'll come back with more.
Because I like Maggie.
With Joe Walsh, former Illinois Republican congressman, friend of mine, now friend of yours. Keep it locked, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn, here with Civic Media's special DNC coverage.
She's just a girl, but she's on fire.